It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about the road to recovery. Today we want to talk about love in action and what that really means, and that means basically serving others with a joyful heart. Scripture comes from 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. We all have a special talent. You think you may not, but I promise you do. Maybe you've just started going to church and you're trying to figure out where you can serve at the church and you're like, yeah, I don't have a musical talent. Yeah, I'm not really a good teacher. Yeah, I don't really think there's anything here I can do. Well, I'm going to tell you now, that is not the case. If you are cooking food or if you have time to volunteer, they have a whole lot of different ways that you can serve at churches. And if you're having trouble deciding which one of those you want to test out and try out, meet with your pastor, and I'm sure they can help you find direction on that. You know, love is a verb, and it moves. It gives, it does. We can say, I love you 1,000 times, but real love is proven in our actions, not by our words. Jesus molded this perfectly. He didn't just tell people that they were loved. He showed it, washing his disciples' feet, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and ultimately laying down his life for you and I. When we serve others, we are reflecting the very heart of Christ. That act doesn't have to be a grand one or even noticed. It might be as simple as checking in on an elderly neighbor that lives next door or down the road, or taking dinner to a grieving family, helping a coworker who's overwhelmed, or volunteering at a church. These small acts of service echo into eternity, and you have no idea how thoughtful these small acts can be. Just dropping in on an elderly neighbor is something to be said for, because sometimes they feel left out and lost, and some of them don't have any family to connect with anymore. So that one little moment of your day that you spent going over to check on an elderly neighbor means the world to them. And sometimes, though serving isn't convenient, and yeah, it can interrupt our plans, and yeah, it stretches our patience sometimes, or maybe it's costing us something, but love that costs nothing doesn't grow deep roots, right? So when you serve from a joyful heart, not out of obligation, but out of gratitude for what God has done for you, you begin to experience the true power of love in motion. Remember that your service may be the lifeline that somebody else needs right there in the nick of time. You never know how your kindness might be that very thing that pulls a weary soul back towards hope. Because once again, you can't see those inside hurts. Here's a few simple ways to love out loud today through service. You can hold the door and smile, or even speak some encouragement. Some kindness costs nothing, although we are so quick not to offer it. But you need to think on that today. Maybe prepare a meal or deliver some groceries for somebody who's struggling, somebody who's overwhelmed. Maybe somebody's lost a job recently and they have a bunch of kids to feed. Maybe you help them figure that out today. Volunteer at your church or even a local shelter, depending on where you're listening to us from. Of course, we have plenty of food banks and shelters available. You could also send a handwritten card or message of appreciation and listen. We talk about listening all of the time, and I wonder if we just don't listen. Like, we talk about it, but are we just not hearing it? But when someone talks to you, what they really need for you to do is listen. And I'll be honest, I'm the worst about this too, and it took a long time to figure out how to listen to folks. But the way that I started listening to people's conversations and letting them know that I understand is basically just repeating back to them some of what they've told me. Oh, okay, I see. So you're upset about this. Oh, okay, so your husband did this. Oh, no, your kids did that. And that way I'm staying engaged in the conversation and I have a chance to remember a little bit more about it. Maybe you can try that. Because when we love through action, we become the hands and the feet of Jesus to a world that is absolutely starving for compassion. And serving others just doesn't bless them. It restores our own joy and reminds us of our purpose. So how can you serve someone today with a joyful heart? Think of one person who might need your time. Maybe they need your help or encouragement, and take one small step of love toward them. There's still a lot of people hurting from Hurricane Helene. Maybe you know one of them. Maybe you can figure out a way to help them. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, thank you for showing us what real love looks like through Jesus. Help us to see opportunities to serve others each day, not for recognition, but to reflect your heart. Let our hands be your hands and our words be filled with kindness. And may every act of service we give bring you glory. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.